I'm Peter Solomon. This is the morning show on Jazz 88. Hey Arlo is an instrumental indie jazz group based in Minneapolis. The band includes DeCarlo Jackson on flugelhorn with Evan Slack on guitar, Megan Mahoney on bass, and Rick Hanneman on drums. Hey Arlo will be featured August 15th in the Sunset Series. That's a concert series that takes place at Downtown Park in Hopkins, Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. It's presented by the Hopkins Center for the Arts. I've invited Rick Hanneman and Megan Mahoney, the drummer and bassist with the band, to join me today in the studio.
It's a pleasure to see you guys and to meet you. And can you tell me a little bit, Rick, about how Hey Arlo got together?
Yeah, so we started as like a trio back in 2015 with another keyboard player, Andrew Booker, but he moved back to Madison a few years ago. So as that was happening, making that transition, we hired Evan Slack and Sam Rosenstone to be playing with us, and as of now, we're kind of just like working on new music, playing around the cities, and we originally started as kind of like a background music group at like private events, that type of thing, at restaurants. And then we just kind of grew as like a group, as a brand, as we add new members, wrote new music, and now we're just kind of playing more larger shows at larger venues like Taste of Minnesota and gigs like that.
So, Megan, tell me about where you're from and what you bring to the group as well. What kind of influences?
I'm from Minneapolis. Been here for a long time now. And I joined the band. It was kind of a silly story. DeCarlo was on tour. He was originally the bass player in the group, and he was on tour, and he was like, "Hey, Meg, I need a sub." And so I was subbing, and then when he came back from tour, he just brought his trumpet to rehearsal. And so he was like, "Oh, I guess I'm the bass player now." But yeah, these new songs, we've been recording some new tunes, and a couple of them I had the privilege of writing, and they're very bass heavy, very groove heavy. Yeah, it's been fun to kind of blend this like jazz and R&B world with more like of an indie rock, forward facing sort of thing. So yeah, it's really evolving.
So actually, I was going to ask you about that, because I went on Bandcamp to read a little bit more about you, and mm-hmm. The group is self-described as an indie jazz group. What does that label indie jazz mean?
I'll take responsibility for putting that term on our website and on the internet. But I guess like the term indie, I would just say that it's pretty much everything's created by us. I also use the term indie just to kind of get out of that headspace of people thinking we're like a standard jazz group where we play like swing or that type of stuff. You know what I mean? It's like not, I don't want to say refusion either, because yeah, we don't really have like that heady of like, or busy of tunes, you know? So yeah, that's kind of where the indie term came from, I suppose.
Well, like when I hear Hey Arlo, I find, first of all, like DeCarlo's trumpet playing really compelling. He's a great improviser, but it seems accessible. It's not like you're being confronted with a great deal of dissonance or heavy rhythms to contend with. Like it seems like it's presented in a way that's kind of elegant and not quite minimalist, but somewhat restrained. Is that an accurate portrayal?
Yes. So to kind of go off what you're saying is like, I guess we kind of strive as a group to make our tunes a little more groove based, right? So there's something that the listener can easily catch on to, you know? We're not really playing like free jazz or that type of stuff. And like off of what you're saying, Peter, about DeCarlo's playing, I think that's what makes him such a great player, is like, he's super adaptable. He can definitely be busy when he wants to and, you know, play his butt off. But yeah, we try to keep it simple so people can just hang out, listen, groove when we have solos, and that's the time to be a little bit busier.
It kind of strikes me as the sort of band that could have crossover appeal. Like, do you find your audience to be more than just straight-ahead jazz fan?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a unique part of this group is that we're all touring a lot with a lot of different, like, indie bands and pop groups as, like, hired guns or session players. So I think that really influences our sound and our audience, too. People recognize us from a lot of different groups. And then, yeah, when we get back together, you know, we're all getting off the road at the same time. We all, like, want to stretch to different degrees. And this has just been a really great outlet to kind of like exist within the spectrum of like I'm playing parts over here on this tour, and then when I get home I can kind of take these structured tunes with parts, but like kind of have a producer mindset about it and like change them each time we play them.
So the only complaint I have about Hey Arlo is there's not very much out there. There are two tunes on Bandcamp, but as you've mentioned, you're getting ready to record some new material. I'm assuming like these compositions are yours, Megan. Can you talk about the music that you're recording and maybe what timeline is in place to release that music eventually?
Yeah, definitely. We've started recording three new tunes, which I wrote them in a sense that like I kind of got them started, and then we get together and we all kind of finish them out together. So it's funny to like introduce them as like Meg tunes or whatever, because I feel like they take on such a different shape by the time we all have our hands on them. But yeah, in terms of timeline, again, we're all on the road so often, I feel like we're just kind of waiting for Slack to get back and so that we can all kind of get back in the studio and wrap up these three songs. And yeah, as soon as that's I feel like that'll come together pretty quickly. We've got dates to record in this month in a couple of weeks. So as soon as that happens, then it's just mixing, mastering, and putting it out there.
So can you guys tell me what you're planning to play at the gig at the Sunset Concert Series at the Hopkins Center?
We'll be playing some of the classic Hey Arlo tunes if you ever come to our gigs at like Indeed Brewing or stuff like that. We'll also be playing the three newer tunes that we were just speaking about, that Megan was talking about. And we actually have been working on even more new tunes, so we may even play like an even newer one that we haven't even had the chance to record yet. We'll have DeCarlo Jackson on trumpet / flugelhorn. We'll have Evan Slack on guitar, Sam Rosenstone on keyboard, Megan Mahoney on bass, and myself, Rick Handman, on drums.
All right, so it sounds like you can get a good sense of where Hey Arlo is going and what's to come from them. August 15th at the Hopkins Center, part of the Sunset Concert Series. What's the website where you can learn more about Hey Arlo?
Yeah, so you can find us online at heyarlo.com. You can follow us on Instagram at heyarlo as well. Check out our website. If you subscribe to our page, you'll get updates and other news about releases and stuff like that.
Thanks to both of you. I really appreciate you coming in this morning, and I look forward to hearing the music. Hey Arlo is performing Thursday, August 15th at 7 p.m. at Downtown Park in Hopkins, a series of performances called the Sunset Series being put on by the Hopkins Center. I'm Peter Solomon for Jazz 88.